time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking things that make you go wow. And whether that maybe be a really good dinner you've had, or visiting somewhere new for the first time, or maybe just taking in the intricacies of life itself, what are some things that make you say wow? Jeff?
Food.
Food.
I love food. And one of the gifts my in-laws gave me a few years back for our 20th anniversary, they bought us one of those green eggs. And one of my favorite things that makes me often say wow or mm-mm-mm is barbecued pork, pulled pork on the egg, or ribs, or steak, or hamburgers, or brat. I mean, just about anything, rabbit. I've done just about anything you can think of on that egg.
And so you're a full-service chef over there.
Man, it's hard to go wrong. You know, it's just wow.
Nice wood-fired taste.
Yes.
All right, that makes sense.
Pizzas. Pizzas are amazing on there.
Some, I've never had one of those. I've heard that's really good.
Nothing like it.
I can get down on a good meal myself. I've definitely said wow at a good steak before. Or my dad's kind of super into the cooking game. So, with ribs and pizzas and whatnot. I would say for me, something recently that's made me say wow would be we took a trip up to the Finger Lakes, New York this past summer here, my wife and I. I remember saying wow at the sense of just the real peace and sense of community. And there's all these cool wineries and local shops and farm-to-table restaurants. And it was just a really awesome new experience that I just remember taking in and saying, wow, this is really cool and not necessarily like where we live every day.
There was a situation I had, apart from food here, okay, where I woke up because my dog decided she had to go outside. So I'm walking outside, and of course, everyone's asleep. It's probably 3 a.m. Of course, I still have the streetlights are on, whatever else. But it was dark enough that looking up, which I rarely did, it was a clear night, and saw all the stars in the sky. And I went, wow. I mean, just there was just something in that moment. I'm dead dog tired.
Just a magnificent picture to your eye.
Yeah, it was an unusually clear night. But you could see stars. And I have to have glasses anymore. I'm getting older. But for that reason of that night, I could see. And it was just so beautiful. And I felt so small, but still felt, I didn't feel insignificant. But I marveled at the fact that.
What an opportunity to take in a glimpse of this magnificent spectrum.
Yeah. And then I was in awe that the God who made all this knows me.
That is true. You know, when it comes to this universe and its intricacies, we think oftentimes, maybe even like from a scientific perspective that, well, God and science, they can't mix, can they?
I think they were, God invented science.
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he?
And, we call science anyway.
Well, sure. And you even think of basic laws of thermodynamics and energy and, matter not being able to be created or destroyed, just simply what's here exists. That's a scientific viewpoint. Who created that energy and matter then that exists to morph and change into different things?
When you think about it, every law that we have that scientists use to understand the cosmos to the atom, right? It doesn't matter. Nanotechnology, all of these laws that were written aren't the construction of those realities. It's only our attempt to describe what we observe. Right. So, and again, it's what God made, not what we created by establishing a law.
Sure.
We're the great observers.
Well, and we spend so much time instead of observing how awesome and perfect the creator really is to create this universe that we live in the sense of, our body temperatures are exact points. The sun is an exact distance from us to allow all the things of life to exist in the first place. And then you take the facts of, if there was examples of God maybe didn't make the mountains high enough or didn't make the oceans deep enough and we saw him changing those on a regular basis, there would be, examples of creation, right? Why do we then spend all of our time taking apart what he's already created to explain, there's imperfection here or there, but we can't ever figure that out?
After I had a toy for a little while, I was often the guy with the screwdriver taking it apart and breaking it. Mm-hmm. And trying to rebuild it or even just put it back together the way that the original artist put it together that made that toy. like you're saying, we do the very same thing with God's creation.
Exactly.
And what you find is we're lucky to reconstruct it the way he made it, first of all. And second, when we do make something different than what he planned, it often has a consequence that we didn't expect.
Sure. And I think in the modern day, people have been making big decisions in regards to that, maybe altering potentially, you know, their own DNA or...
Isn't that the big selling point? Is that we're going to be able not only just to change our eye color or certain parts of our, even personality. I was listening, I forget his name now.
Harari.
Harari, that's the guy. That, you know, he's talking about how that we can take away these traits that we don't like about people, even
that
compassion.
That kind of sounds like what they were doing in 1940.
Yeah, it's like it's... It's
like it never went away, a continuum
almost. It's just been part of one big plan. But isn't that the selling point? It's not just those things, but even cancer, or now they're talking about making your life last longer than 200 years or maybe indefinitely. You won't die. Your body will continue to replicate and divide cells. And
for some reason, I feel like people used to live longer than 200 years. And once again, someone changed that.
Yes, yes.
I don't think it was me. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
All right.
Limited our years to 120.
I feel like for some reason it wasn't really anybody like us.
Yeah, and it's weird. Science can observe that it's about that timetable that we have where our cells stop dividing. I wonder where that number came from. Must have been some kind of designer or something. But no, yeah, we keep meddling with God's, what we should just be going wow with. I think we are meddling with things that we, first of all, don't understand, but second, we're messing with the master's masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think we could apply this to the modern day. What would happen if you went into a museum of art and just took your own paintbrush and put a nice blot of paint on one of those old vintage paintings?
Off with his head.
Uh-huh. Something along those lines is probably going to be done to you, isn't it?
I think they call that vandalism, and I
can't imagine what vandalism to God is going to be.
You know, and I know that not everyone listening to us has the same vantage point that we have, but be sympathetic for a moment. Assume just for a second, maybe we're right. This God who made us had a purpose, a plan, a design, and we are his workmanship, his creative design. Who are we to go meddle with that? Do you think he's going to be happy when we go and alter what he called good?
I don't think so.
If we're going to make it better than what he, than the way he made it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, as he tells us, you know, I am the God who can't tell a lie. And I think, you know, at first in the onset, that's kind of scary to hear. You know, like I think of maybe another situation you can think of is your wife asking you, honey, do I look good in this? And that's pretty easy for me because I don't see that well. So I can always say, absolutely. But, you know, if you're always getting the truth, sometimes you're not going to want to hear it.
I can be sympathetic to that. That just happened to me recently. Somebody pointed out something that I know I struggle with. And they said, hey, I see this. And it's like, oh. Yeah, that hurts.
But isn't it awesome to know that we have a source that we can continue to go to over and over again? Because all of us are human. We're never going to be able to always do that.
Well,
but we have the source of who can.
I value honesty. I don't want someone to lie to me just to tell me what I want to hear and spare my feelings, right? And
sure.
And that's who God is. And everything he tells us in the truth is always in a constructive way for our benefit, not for our destruction.
And I kind of think if we applied that to science and mathematics and all the laws and basic principles that he's given us, and if we applied them to saying wow rather than deconstructing and critiquing what we think as our own small selves could be better, I think the results would be incredible.
I know that we were given dominion on this earth, and we are stewards of the things that we enjoy that we should be saying wow over. And maybe whether you're a person of faith or not, maybe we should take a double take at what we're doing, even in the present climate of things, you know, where there are things we call labs that are growing things that we're playing with that openly admit that if they were to get out, would not be for our benefit. These things that we have done with God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think of very few, if any, things that we've done and the alteration of what God has made that has resulted in something for our benefit.
Or for good.
Right. Yeah. It's been destructive. I think we need to leave things where God made it and called it good. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right.
That is very true. You're exactly right.
And I think that there are certainly things that I, in my own life, where I've said, you know, I wish this was that and that was this. And then when I got to have my wish, I realized I was wrong.
Because you were only seeing it from your small mm-hmm. point of perspective.
And my perspective was broke, not the situation.
Sure. And that's, I mean, oftentimes we find ourselves in those situations.
I think that as we look at this world, we need to step back and realize we are only seeing a fraction of what is.
And what will be.
Exactly.
As a result of what we're doing today, what will be tomorrow.
And so maybe eat a little humble pie there. And just because we can doesn't mean we should.
What do they say? Humble or be humbled?
Yes. You can humble yourself or somebody's going to knock you off that high horse.
You know, Johnny Cash has that song, God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Ooh, that's a good song.
That is a good song. It really is. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. Visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.
Blindly Obvious.